السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدن عبدہ ورسولہ. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. چند خطبات پہلے میں نے اللہ تعالیٰ کی صفت مہیمن بیان کی تھی.
Huzur says that a few sermons ago I mentioned about the attribute of Allah Almighty, which is Al-Muhaymin, and I gave you some explanation of that. I gave you the meaning of this verse, this attribute, which are mentioned in various dictionaries. Generally, the meaning of this word Al-Muhaymin is the one who gives protection, and that is Allah who gives the protects, and Allah Almighty is the final point of protection for anybody, which grants security and protection. And those people who cling very closely to Allah Almighty, He shows very many signs for those people. And the meaning of this is also like a witness. Allah Almighty
کے لیے لواباً کا جو کھڑا ہوتا ہے تو ہر مخالف کے
اللہ المائٹی ہز چوزن پیپل لائک پروفٹس وین ہی اسٹینڈز ایز دیئر پروٹیکٹر
رد کرتے ہوئے
دین اینڈ آل دی ایلیگیشنز وچ دی اپوننٹس اٹریبیوٹ ٹو دوز سرونٹس آف اللہ المائٹی گیوز اے وٹنس about in their favor, and Allah Almighty stands as a favor in their favor, as a witness in their favor. And another meaning is that He is the custodian and supervisor over all the matters of the people. And also the meaning is that the one who bestows peace after the state of fear. And when Allah Almighty, when He shows this attribute in favor of His chosen people, then this protection and supervision shows extraordinary manifestations of this aspect. And as I said, those people who become the representation of the attributes of Allah Almighty, He shows this, they become the people through whom these attributes are shown, and first and foremost are the prophets, for whom every attribute of Allah Almighty comes into play in a very extraordinary way and proves their truth, so that the people of the world could know that this man is from God Almighty. And then the manifestation of these attribute is there to prove the truth of that person. And also those who are the believers of these prophets, this attribute also comes into play for them. With this reference today, Huzoor says, I would like to mention some of the meanings and the details which are in this word. I would like to mention it. I would like to present some incidents during the lifetime of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and some other incidents of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And through these incidents, in order to show the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty showed the special treatment of His, the protection and security of these people. Whatever was achieved by the Holy Prophet, the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that was from his master, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And upon him this favor was for this reason, that for this purpose, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam should be manifested to the people. And with reference, I am explaining these points regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that it should be remembered that there were five occasions during the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which were very critical, and it was almost considered impossible to save the life. And if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not been the true prophet from Allah Almighty, then he would have been killed on those occasions. One of those occasions was then when the Quraysh of Mecca, they encircled the house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they vowed that today we are going to kill him. And that the second was the occasion when these non-believers, they came in large number, and they came to that cave in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking refuge with Hazrat Abu Bakr. And the third was when in the Battle of Uhud, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was practically alone for some time, and the non-believers, they came all around him and encircled him, and they used their swords against him, but nothing was effective at all. So this was a great miracle. And the fourth occasion was when a Jewish lady poisoned in the meat, and this was very fatal, and a large amount was used, the poison was there. And the fifth was that occasion when Khusro Purvez, the king of Persia, he decided to kill him. And in order to arrest the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent his soldiers. And he says that, so it is quite clear, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his coming out safe and sound from all these five occasions and becoming prevalent and dominant upon all these enemies, that is a great argument to the fact that he was definitely truly from God Almighty and Allah Almighty was with him. Then he says that it is very strange that for me as well, there have been five such occasions in which the honor, the life was extremely in delicate situation, in danger. And there was one occasion when Dr. Martin Clark, he had a case against me of killing. And secondly, that occasion when the police in a case against me, he heard in the a court of Gurdaspur. And the third was when a case was leveled against him by Karamdin in Jhelum. And the fourth occasion was that when a case was leveled against him, when the same person put in the court in Gurdaspur. And the fifth was when at the killing of Lekram, when there was a search was carried out at my house, and the enemies, they tried their level best that I should maybe declare a killer. But all these allegations, they were completely failed in those attempts. It's not possible to go into the detail of all these incidents, but about the Dr. Martin Clark, the case of that, it was totally a false allegation. in which through one young man who did not have any faith or any credibility, and he was absolutely a liar person. Statement was he was forced to make the statement that as if God forbid the Masih Maud al-Aslat Islam has asked him that you go and kill Dr. Martin Clark. And this boy was always changing his faith. He came to Qadian as well so that he could be initiated. But Hazrat Masih Maud al-Aslat Islam did not accept that. So because he knew that he is not what type of person he was. Dr. Martin Clark was a missionary doctor. And he was one of the opponents of the Promised Messiah Salatu Islam, because against the false teaching of the Christianity, Hazrat Masih Maud Islam was always speaking against that. And he was always presenting the right status of Hazrat Isa Islam as a prophet. So in brief, I can say that in this case, all the opponents, they tried their level best in opposing, and so much so that Mauli Muhammad Hussain Batalvi, he also took side with the Christians. But Allah Almighty had informed him beforehand that by His grace you are going to be safe. So therefore, Colonel Douglas, after he, who was the magistrate at that time, after finding out all the facts, he acquitted him with honor. So how Allah Almighty shows the truth of His beloved ones, and He stands as a witness. This detail of detail is mentioned in the words of Douglas Sahib. Raja Ghulam Haider Sahib, who was not an Ahmadi, he states that before the decision, the judge he was very restless walking on the platform, and when I asked him, why are you so much worried? He was in great worry at that time. He said, don't ask me, because when he was pressed, he said that since I have seen the face of Hazrat Mirza Sahib, I can see as if there is somebody, angel, pointing out to Mirza Sahib. He says, and he is telling me that he is not the criminal. He hasn't got any fault. So therefore, after that, the judge, then he changed the pattern of his investigation, and the witness was handed over to the police, and the truth came through, came out, and the purpose of this claim was to disgrace him. And so these enemies, they actually themselves became disgraced and dishonored. And Allah Almighty, as He had been pointing out about His acquittal, He was acquitted with great honor. regarding this case, Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, he mentions about one of his dream. He says that I remember that Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Islam, when Padri Martin Clark, he brought this case against him, then I prayed to Allah Almighty. In great worry, I saw this dream that I am coming back from the school, and in that alley, which is under the house of Mirza Sultan Masahib, I was just about trying to enter my own house. There I see many police officers in their police uniform. Some of them stopped me from entering into my house, and then somebody said that he is a person living here, he should be allowed to go in. When I entered into the entrance and tried to go inside, from the outer door I went into, and there was a basement which was built by our grandfather, and there were steps along with the basement, going into that basement, and later on sometime some firewood was used to be kept there. When I was about to enter my house, I saw that Hazrat, they have kept Hazrat Masih Maud al-Aslat from standing there, and there are some wood, firewood or other things like this, they are piled up on both sides around him. and I could just see the neck of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and I saw that these people, they were putting kerosene oil on those firewood, and when I saw the fire, then I went inside and tried to extinguish the fire. Some of the soldiers, they got hold of me from my back or from my shirt, and then I was very much worried that it may be that if I was worried that if they put fire to this material, then I saw that on the front of the door it was written in a beautiful letters, those people who are beloved of Allah, who can burn them? This was written there. Not only in the life to come, but as Muslim Aud says, that not only in the life to come, but wherever Allah, there is a peace for these beloved people. There is a peace for these people for everywhere. And we have seen scores of such incidents in the life of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He did not have any sword, no other means of protection, but Allah Almighty always made the arrangements of His protection and security. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, Haqiqatul Wahi, he mentions in his book Hadiqatul Wahi regarding his arguments of his truthfulness. He says that the 25th sign is regarding the incident of Karamdin, who leveled against me in the court in Jhelum. And the wording of the revelation was that Rabbe Kullu Shain Khademuka, Rabbe Fafazni Vansurni Varhamni. And other revelations were also there, in which the promise of acquittal was there. And then, by the grace of Allah, He acquitted me at the end. Regarding this, I want to draw your attention to some people regarding, I want to request for prayer. A few days back, I saw in a dream there is a plan of the enemies to against the Jamaat, and then I sense about it. And then I pray, Rabbi Kulushain Khademuka, Rabbi Fafazni Vansurni Varhamni. And while I was reciting this prayer, then it came to me that I should pray for the Jamaat more than my own self. So I should include the Jamaat in this as well. So with reference, I want to request you as well that a member of the Jamaat should include this prayer in your prayers. Allah Almighty protect everyone from any type of danger and always protect the Jamaat. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in order to give him the assurance and the satisfaction, there are several other dreams and visions which were shown to him, which are mentioned in several places. Allah Almighty told him that in everywhere I am with you, and in every competition I am going to help you with the divine help. And then there is a revelation which says, Allah inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun, that listen, be warned that those people who are the beloved of Allah Almighty, those people who are beloved of Allah, they will not undergo any fear or no worry at all. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty has given me this assurance that anybody who is going to oppose you or fight against you, he is going to be subjugated and he dominated. And then he mentions in one place,
Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya, wo kareeb to hai magar mukhalifon ki aankhon se poshida hai.
That my beloved is very close to me. Allah Almighty told him that my beloved is very close to me. But you are hidden from the eyes of the other people. They want to kill you, but Allah Almighty will protect you and look after you and protect you. I am there to protect you. And Allah's grace is your protection. Then there is a long statement of Arabic. I read only the translation. The previous one was also in Arabic. Huzur says that the opponents, they will try to extinguish the light of Allah. But Allah Almighty is the protector Himself. The grace of Allah Almighty is your protector. We have revealed that, and we are the protector. Allah is the best of the protectors, and He is the most merciful. And they will fear you, put the fear from other things. So these are the leaders of the opposition. Never be afraid of this. You are going to be victorious through argument, and you are going to win over them. Allah Almighty will going to help you in every place. In debates and discussions, you will have the upper hand. And then he said that and Allah Almighty is going to make a distinction between the false and the truth. And Allah Almighty has written that the victory is for Allah and is for His messengers. No one can postpone this reality. And this is, I am going to give you the help from myself. I am myself will relieve your worries, and Allah Almighty has the is Almighty and most powerful. This is the wording from Allah Almighty. And then there are certain other incidents which are after his appointment as the prophet. But even before that, how Allah Almighty had been changing his state of fear into state of happiness and peace. There is a very famous incident. He says that my father Mirza Ghulam Murtaza Sahib, when the time of his departure came nearby, demise, and few moments were there, and then Allah Almighty told me about his passing away. Allah Almighty consoled me in the following wording, was samaya wa tariq, in the following wording, that I swear in the name of heaven, and also that incident which is going to take place after sunset. And as there were so many sources of income which were linked with his life, therefore, being a human being, I had a thought that his death is going to pose certain problems for us, many problems, because that income which was linked with his life, that will be stopped. So with this very thought in my mind, immediately the revelation came down, alas Allahu bi kafin abda. Is Allah not sufficient for a servant? Then this worry and thought was completely dispelled from the mind, just as when the light comes, the darkness goes. And the same night when my father passed away, as the revelation has indicated, and that revelation of Allahu bi kafin abdahu was there. And that was told to so many peoples beforehand. And Lala Sharampat and Lala Malavamal, those two Hindus resident of Qadian are among them. And they can swear on oath that this was told to them. And this very writing was engraved on a stone. And the same Malavamal, when he was going to Amritsar for some other job, and that ring of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, on which it is engraved, that is still continuing, and that is a part of the system of the Khilafat. And he got it engraved and brought it like a stamp. And Mauli Muhammad Sharif Sahib Amritsari, through him he got it made, and which is still with me, and which is stamped here. And then he put the mark of that ring on the book. And it is quite obvious that there is one point which was fulfilled in the prophecy, that this revelation, according to the revelation, the death of my father was before the sunset, although he was very, very seriously ill. He had recovered from the sickness and he was quite strong. And at that very time, there was no signs of imminent death at that time. And nobody could say that he is going to die so soon, for 1 year, or even nobody could say like that. But according to the decree of Allah, and according to the revelation, he died. His health was such that nobody could say that he would die even in 1 year, but by the time of the sunset he died. And also the revelation came down, and which said that there will be no loss as a result of the death of my father, but Allah Almighty took me under the protection of his mighty shade, and the whole world was surprised, and he looked after me so well, and he took care of all my matters in such a way that although that my late father, on that date, there are 24 years have passed by after the death of my father, 1317 Rabiu Sani, that period is Allah Almighty protected me from all types of difficulties, and at that time I was totally unknown. After that, thousands of people have come to know about me, and I did not have any strength of my own. And after his demise, Allah Almighty, for the support of this dispensation and this Jamaat, Allah Almighty is helping me and the members of the Jamaat who are very poor, and to make arrangement for the food of these people who are coming from far and wide. So in order to make the publications available, he has provided all the money required, and he is always providing that. So the witness to these people are all Muslims and Hindus who are living here. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ says about the incidents how Allah Almighty protected the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam from a very young age. He says that Hazrat Sahib, that is to say Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he knew swimming and riding very well. And he used to say that once in childhood, I was just about to be drowned while swimming. Then an old man took me out, and I haven't seen that old man there before that nor after that. So that is to say that Allah Almighty, in the form of an angel, that old person was sent there at that time. And then he says that once I was riding on a horse back, and it became out of control. I tried to stop it, but it was bent upon creating some problem for me. So with all its strength, he ran towards one tree or wall, that it smashed into that one, and the head was smashed, and he died instantly. But Allah Almighty protected me. As Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib says, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam used to advise very much that such a rebellious horse should not be used, and one should not ride on that. It was Allah's special favor that he was saved. So after that, he used to give the advice to other people that the horse was intended to kill me, but he got killed and I was saved by Allah Almighty. Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani writes about his own incident, that in one case one Christian was given the capital punishment. His fault was that he killed his wife in anger, and when the case was being heard, then he made the statement against in the court. He said that after listening to Maulvi Sanaullah Sahib, I thought about the Muslims, about the Ahmadis, that they are opponents of Christianity, and they are enemies of Hindus, and they are enemies of Muslims. And then I decided that I am going to kill the leader of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. And for this purpose, I went to Qadian. And when I came to, then I came to know that he had gone to Pirochechi. There was a neighboring village with that name. So then I followed him there, and because there was all Ahmadis there in that village, so I got the pistol from that place, and I intended that I will be attacking him over there. But when I arrived in Pirochechi, then I went to see him. Then I saw one person who was along with him, and he was cleaning his gun. And Yahya Khan, marhum, the late Yahya Khan, was there, who was cleaning his gun. And the criminal says that then I thought that it is not right for me to attack at this time. I would be attacking him at some other time. And then I went somewhere else. And from there I had thought that I should go back to my home. And when I arrived at home, then I could not tolerate something which I heard about my wife. Then I killed my wife with the same pistol. As the Khalifa Sani says, so this was an accidental incident. It was accident. Otherwise, I had the intention to kill somebody else. Now, Khalifa Sani says that how Allah Almighty stops that person at one point and frustrates his designs. First he comes to Qadian, but I was not in Qadian, I was in Peruchichi. So then he followed me over there, and there he doesn't see me there. And when he sees me, then there is somebody along with me who has got, just by chance, a gun in his hand. And he has the idea that it's not appropriate for him to attack me at that time. Then he went away, and then after going here and there, and finally he kills his own wife, and he is hanged. He's hanged because of this crime. The missionaries in Mauritius, the missionary Abdul Wahid Sahib, who was in Fiji, he has got some incident. He says that he was in Fiji, a bar city in Fiji, and he was planning to open up a new mission branch there. And the house was purchased there, and people started opposing us very hard. And they tried their best that this for the tabligh of Ahmadiyyat or tabligh of Islam, this mission should not be permitted to do so here. And Abu Bakr Nami, the person named Abu Bakr, was the leader of this opposition movement. And he announced in the house that if Ahmadis, they burnt some house, we are going to, if they purchase any house here, we are going to burn it. And we took the protection, and there was a police station nearby. So we had also intimated the police about that, and they said that they are going to make the arrangement. They say that he says that somebody in one corner of the house, they put some kerosene oil and put the house on fire. And in spite of all these precautions and arrangements, and the person who did it, he ran away immediately because he thought that it cannot be put out. But the fire was extinguished and without any harm. And when the people came to know about that, so there were only a little bit of damage caused there, and they were repaired immediately. And by the grace of Allah, we were protected all. And he says that at that time there was a missionary, at that time Maulana Nurul Haq Sahib, when some part of the room which was burnt, he stood there, and he, in a great pain and agony, he said, the one who has tried to put fire to this center of Islam, Allah Almighty may burn his house. And it so happened that that leader of the opponents, Abu Bakr Koya, his house was actually got fire, and in spite of all the efforts, it could not be brought under control, and the whole of the residence that was reduced to ashes. So these are the signs which Allah Almighty has been showing to his chosen people, and for their cause. And because according to his attribute of Al-Muhammad, he turns their fear into peace. And that is the proof of the fact that he is custodian and guardian over the matters of these people, of his favorite people. And this is the proof of the fact that whosoever goes to him, he gives the protection to them. So therefore, we should always seek his protection. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that there is no need to go into detail of the arguments that how much one is in need of getting the protection in his matters individually as well. One should pray for the protection and security. Everyone is extremely in need of that. And he needs that one should be protected from all these things which are because of human negligence. And all these things, through repentance, this is acquired, this is achieved. Those who have firm faith, Allah Almighty always protects these people from all these things. So therefore, this is one of the benefits of repentance, that Allah Almighty becomes his protector and always removes all these difficulties from him. And all these plans which are hatched by the enemies, he keeps them protected from all these. And this is the blessing, and the grace is not exclusive to someone, but all the servants of Allah Almighty, they get the benefits. So therefore, anyone who comes to Allah Almighty and those who follow his commands and his instructions, so he would be just like that as the first one who repented. So, and everyone who goes for the true repentance, he always protects these people and loves those people. So therefore, this repentance and increasing in faith is very important. And by establishing the relationship with Allah Almighty, everybody can see the manifestations of these things which is witnessed and experienced by those people who are the true servants of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us to understand this point, and Allah Almighty always keep all of us under his very special protection and care. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر